Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at IronSharpensIronRadio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this ninth day of July 2019. And I'm delighted to have back on the program a returning guest. His name is Phil Sessa. He is the director of Soul Fishing Ministries and a co-host of the new podcast, Stop and Think About It. Today we are going to be addressing reaching the lost and discipling the saved in the inner city, and it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back again to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Phil Sessa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be back on your beloved radio program, and thank you for the privilege and honor to be on it with you today.
Now, I happen to know that your pastor is a longtime friend of mine that I've known for many years, even before he was a pastor of a church plant when he was an elder at the North Shore Baptist Church of Bayside, Queens, pastored by my friend Ed Moore, who I met, I believe, within the first couple of weeks of him taking the call to the pastorate at North Shore Baptist Church, quite a long time ago. It's been my honor and privilege to call him my friend all these years. This goes back, to the early 1990s, if I'm not mistaken. But I am thrilled to hear of the wonderful progress that's being made by the grace of God with the church that Peter Nicotra was sent out to plant. Tell us about this church where you are a member, pastored by Peter Nicotra in Queens, New York.
So, Grace Baptist Church is located in Woodhaven, New York, and Pastor Peter is the one of the pastors, and the other pastor is yours truly. So, when coming to the church and becoming a member of the church, the Lord, in His graciousness, saw fit to raise me up as an elder, and I had a heart to really just work alongside Pastor Peter and lift up his arms and shoulder the burden and the joys of the ministry at Grace Baptist Church. We have a plethora of ethnicities. We are Heinz 57, if you've ever seen a church as such. I mean, we have Italians and Jamaicans and Guyanese and West Indies. We got people from, like, all over the map, all over the world, and which is what Queens is made up of. So it's really a beautiful thing. So at refreshment time, and you're tasting all the different tastes of the world at refreshment time. But what I really love is you're seeing just so many different ethnicities serving the same Lord and Savior together. Like, that is our common denominator. I don't think there's anything greater than that.
Well, I'm sorry, you lost me at Italians. I no longer want to support this ministry.
There you go.
I am, in fact, send an invitation to your co-pastor, Peter Nicotra, that I'd like to have him on again on Iron Sharpens Iron. It was many years ago that he was my guest on the program back in the days when we were broadcasting out of New York. And I just want to give the website for that church. I hope to give it later on as well, but the website is gbcny.org. That's gbcny.org. And that is Grace Baptist Church. And that is located in Woodhaven, New York. So anybody living in that area, or if you have friends, family, and loved ones in that area, send them over to pay a visit to Grace Baptist Church, Woodhaven, New York. Now, let's hear something about Soul Fishing Ministries. For the sake of our listeners who did not hear your previous interviews on our program, or perhaps they just are totally unaware of Soul Fishing Ministries, and I know it has absolutely nothing to do with the actual sport or recreation known as fishing, but it's referring to us being fishers of men as Christians. That is our call and duty. But if you could, let us know about Soul Fishing Ministries.
Yeah, so the Lord really just burdened my heart when I was a young believer to start sharing the gospel with the lost, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I had never heard the word evangelism or missions when I was a young believer, just as a teenager, and I was just sharing with people what I was reading in the Bible as they were asking questions. And then when I realized what I was doing, that I was supposed to be doing it, I went off to Bible college, graduated, came into the city from the suburbs, and have been in the city ever since. And really, Ray Comfort, who I know many people are very familiar with, his ministry has been a tremendous blessing to me. And a lot of frustrations that I had concerning biblical Christianity and evangelism were kind of like laid to rest by listening to his materials. And as a result, I've met him personally, but all through all his videos and tapes and everything like that, the Lord has graciously raised up Soul Fishing Ministries to minister to people in several ways. One of the things we do is evangelism outreach, discipleship, apologetics, helping families really learn what being biblical families, Christian families, should look like in this day and age. Prayer that would undergird everything in our lives, and then how to raise up men and women to learn to exposit God's Word, men from the pulpit, women in Bible studies with other women or to children, and men to whosoever will. And in addition, men doing open-air preaching. And so that's been just a tremendous blessing, especially to see, you know, different men raised up, men discipling others, women discipling others, and to see men preaching the gospel and learning how to just carry out the steps of biblical hermeneutics into the opportunities that we give them to step into the pulpit, if you will.
And if anybody wants to look up that website, it is soulfishingministries.org, soulfishingministries.org. And now let's hear about your brand new podcast, Stop and Think About It.
So there were three brothers, myself, a brother named Glenroy Clark, who's a deacon in our church, and who also preaches at our men's breakfast on occasions and runs Bible studies, and Steve Langella, formerly from North Shore Baptist Church, has become a member at our church as well, and had kind of the same heart as myself to come and help with the ministry at Grace Baptist. So Steve Langella preaches, he teaches, he preaches on Sunday mornings as well, and he is one of the guys, one of the podcasters, and it was really in his heart 3 years ago that he really wanted to do a podcast, and I had it in my heart, and Glenroy had it in his heart, and the Lord brought all of our hearts together and launched it. And Steve does all of the post-production. He knows all about the equipment that, Chris, I'm sure you know about. I had no clue. I mean, I know what a microphone is and how to plug it in.
You demonstrate far too much confidence in me. I'm a host of a program. I'm not an engineer. And James White, if by some miracle is listening right now, he would be laughing his brains out having you claim that I know anything about technology.
Well, yeah, so Steve, he spoke to me, asked if we wanted to do it, And we kind of started off a little bit with like Ready, Shoot, Aim. To be entirely honest, we didn't exactly know how to like roll things out, and you know, it was a lot of zeal. We had a lot of ideas, a lot of passion. You know, we had biblical knowledge, but kind of how to put it in a format that was exciting and engaging, and putting it on air was something that we had never done before, per se. So we began this. And Steve got all the artwork done. Steve got the promo video and the promo music, and so he did all of that legwork. He sent me link after link, and told me what to order. So I was clicking and linking for like quite some time as money was going out of the account. But praise the Lord, we needed $800 for Soul Fishing Ministries to purchase two full sets of equipment, and $800 was provided by generous donors, some family members and some friends, and thank God, it all came in, and we've purchased the equipment, and we've been using the equipment for God's honor and glory.
Well, praise God. Well, I wish that you had consulted me before picking the theme of your podcast, because being a New York podcast, I have a better title. It's Don't Forget About It.
Oh, that one should work. Hey, you and you used to be in New York and you left us?
Yeah, I couldn't handle the busyness of New York. I needed a place where I can just be in a quiet little area and and mind my own business and have people mind their own business. But anyway.
Carlisle, right?
That's right. Carlisle, PA. South Central PA.
I've been there.
The home of the United States headquarters of Banner of Truth, and also the home of Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, CVBBS.com, who is a sponsor of our show.
And Iron Sharpens Iron is even over there, right?
Yes, that's where I'm sitting right now.
Well, it is a nice little quaint place. I have been there. I was there a few times, and I went to college over there in Valley Forge, so not completely so far away from you. I spent 4 years of my life there, and so that's why I'm back over here.
And Dickinson College is right within about a 3-minute walk from where I'm sitting, and unfortunately, Dickinson College was at one time, many, many years ago, a Christian institution for higher learning, but sadly it is an extremely liberal place today. But a gorgeous campus, a very large, multi-location campus, all it's surrounding where I live here. Wherever you walk, you see a building and a campus grounds affiliated with Dickinson College. But today we are going to be addressing, as I announced earlier, reaching the lost and discipling the saved in the inner city. First of all, what from your experience can you say might be a difference between reaching the lost to start with in the inner city as opposed to a suburb or a more rural area? One thing that I could say that I don't know if you would echo this, and I know that somebody out there might somehow, in some insane attempt to discredit what I'm saying, twist it into something that I'm saying that it is racist, which is not. It's the exact opposite, actually. But I have found, being from the suburbs, that whenever I've been a part of any kind of public evangelism effort, handing out tracts, anything like that, those passing by from minority groups, African American, Hispanic, etc., typically would immediately be politely responsive in some way to what I was doing, very, very often thanking me for a tract, smiling, you know, etc., whereas most of the white people look at you like you're insane or have leprosy, and they just want to be away from you as quickly as possible. But is that anything reflective of what you have experienced?
100%. 100%. Verbatim what you have said. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Yeah. There. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like certain people think like they don't need the gospel, I guess, for whatever reason. Just kind of like, you know, like they know you're there, but they're kind of acting like they don't see you, kind of a thing. You know, that, right. You know, they made the eye contact and they turn their eyes away. But yeah, I mean, I find, all the groups aforementioned are more polite and more receptive. I've had just many more conversations on the streets with people from the islands, people from Africa, people that have just live and grow up in the inner city, and this seems like there's a lot more openness and wanting to dialogue about these things. So, yeah, I absolutely concur. I think is just a reality.
Yeah, and I have to chime in that I have only done this, any kind of outdoor evangelism, in New York. I've never done it in the Bible Belt, where you might get a similar reaction. I don't know. You might get a similar reaction from white folks who have more of a cultural Christianity going on there, because I believe that many in the black community are receptive. It might not have anything to do with an actual indwelling of the Holy Spirit or the fact that they are regenerate. It may just because of the fact that Christianity and church life seems to be more embedded in the life of the average black American citizen. I mean, it's even in the North.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, down south you have an equal thing going on with whites and blacks.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I work in a public school in New York City in Harlem, and a lot of the students that I have grew up going to a church. Some of them still go, some of them not as much, but there is a ton of kids, teenagers and children that are now adults that were churched at least or at best. So I think, that undergirding in their life, there is a certain kindness, a certain receptivity that they have when we're speaking to them, and whoever that may be. I mean, I've taken out other brothers, African American brothers, with me, and it's been absolutely fantastic as we share the gospel. But yeah, there is definitely a certain receptivity to more minority groups than more Caucasian people.
Now, what more do you care to say about your approach to first reaching the lost? We will get to discipling the saved, of course, is a very important element, because unfortunately there are many crusade-type ministries that are all about reaching the lost with the gospel, and sometimes, tragically, and in fact it's more than sometimes, it's perhaps in this day and age most frequent that the gospel is distorted and candy-coated to such a degree that the disciples might not even recognize it as the gospel. I'm talking about the first-century disciples.
But
they do, many of these ministries do little, if anything, to follow up and disciple people that claim to have received Christ. So, but first of all, let me hear more about that first aspect, coming from your point of view with Soul Fishing Ministries and also as a pastor of Grace Baptist Church there in Queens, New York.
Yeah, and so I think that a couple things that are very important. One thing is, are you willing to speak to people that you've never met, strangers? And are you willing to dialogue with them about the most important thing in this world, the things of eternity? The gospel that you say you love and the Christ that you say that you adore. And so I think it must start first with our own hearts, realizing that people are really going to a real hell, and there's a real Christ, a real Savior that saved us from our sin, and wouldn't we want everyone to know that? And so I think it really has to start with our own hearts, and Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers, and then in the next verse he tells them to go. Pray and go. That seems like a very good formula. Talk to the Lord about men, then go out and talk to men about the Lord. And so I think we must be able to have one-on-one conversations, one on a couple, you know, if there's some people in a group, that we would be willing to stop them in their tracks. They might be going someplace, but they might be willing to stop and talk to you about the things of eternity. They might have been going to Modell's that day, they might be going to McDonald's that day, or wherever they're going, or they're coming from someplace, and then they meet you, and that might be just an absolute divine appointment. And if you remember Philip in the book of Acts, he was in a massive revival in Samaria, and God called him from Samaria to go out to that dusty road to meet one Ethiopian eunuch to reach for Christ. And that's how the gospel got to Africa, by the way, which is absolutely an amazing thing. So the one-on-one witnessing, the verbal conversation back and forth, I think is key. Are you willing to have those conversations with people for the sake of eternity? The other aspect is passing out gospel tracts to people. Sometimes people are in a rush. They don't have time to stop and talk to you for whatever reason, or they don't want to stop and talk, but they might take a track. Now they're going sitting on the train or when they get home, and they have time to read that gospel track. And so we've had several people come to our church and stay in our church, and that we've baptized, that have come to know Christ through our evangelistic efforts with Grace Baptist Church. We normally go over to the Queen Center Mall right there near our church, and we just pound the pavement with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we're out there, the other aspect that we do besides verbally one-on-one and getting a gospel tract is that several of the men open-air preach. We just kind of pass the mic around. A guy will take 5-10 minutes and spend some time open-air preaching to those that are passing by. And on occasion, a little crowd may gather. Now, this comes out of a page from Ray Comfort, where he talks about hecklers and how you should pray for hecklers and pray that you handle them with wisdom, because there's a fine line between getting a heckler so angry that he wants to punch your face in and where the back and forth draws a crowd of people and it's cordial. And he said, you will find that line. So thank God up to this point I've never found the line of, getting hit. But a few weeks ago we had a young man and he started kind of shouting things back. I don't believe in Jesus. Jesus never existed. So I prodded him to come over. I said, tell me why you believe that. Tell me where you got that from. And it drew a little crowd around, and now it's not just him and I hearing, you know, having dialogue, but it's everyone behind him hearing and listening to the gospel, because I was answering him from the gospel. And so it was really a great time. I really enjoyed the opportunity, and I thank God for sending a heckler our direction on that day.
By the way, I'm going to give our email address for anybody wanting to send in a question of their own for Phil Sessa of Soul Fishing Ministries. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. I would think when it comes to public or outdoor or open-air evangelism, that picking a location to do this is of key importance.
Yes.
And I have heard from, I have done interviews on this subject before, and I've heard from brethren whom I respect that the gospel is enough of an offense that we don't need to add our own offensiveness, and therefore we should not be in the face of people, like if they're involved in open air dining on a sidewalk cafe, right in their faces, evangelizing them when they're trying to eat, or any other kind of a thing where you're interrupting something. It's the ideal location, I have heard, maybe you disagree, is really more of an area where there's traffic moving, people walking by, rather than you intruding upon some kind of an event where you are actually ruining some kind of recreational activity and bringing a negativity into the gospel that doesn't need to be there, because the gospel, as I said, is already offensive. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, imagine if there's like a sidewalk cafe and you set up shop like right in front of it and people are sitting down to have lunch, you know, and then, you know, you're blaring with the gospel at that time. That could be an annoyance to people. It could be disruptive to the business owner that's right there. And so I think we want to be mindful of that and probably curb that type of location. We want to go to locations where you have those that are passing by and that can stop if they so choose, perhaps near a train station. Traffic is moving. They're going back and forth, coming to and from their destinations, and some of them will stop and speak with you and stop and listen. So the place we go, personally, at the Queen Center Mall, it's outside the mall. So many people are passing by to go toward the entrance, either one way or the other. And there are some little, halal carts out there. You know, nobody's stopping per se and sitting down at a table eating there. They're just grabbing their grub, and they might stop and sit in a seat, you know, in this little park area where we preach. But it's not like a dining area per se. Somebody could stop there and talk or have an ice cream or just rest. So I think it's really an ideal location, and locations of that sort where people can, there's heavy traffic flow and people can stop and listen, or they can keep it moving. And for those that keep it moving, we can hand out gospel tracts as they're moving along and distribute really hundreds of gospel tracts in one evening. So the gospel has went out hundreds of times verbally, one-on-one, through open-air preaching, and through the gospel tracts going out. So I do think we definitely need to be mindful of that.
We have to go to our first break right now, and before we go to the break, I want to read a question from a listener who happens to be a mutual friend of ours, somebody who has been actively promoting Iron Sharpens Iron Radio ever since we went on the air. His name is Al Yerkes, and he's on the team of Wretched Radio and Wretched TV, hosted by our friend Todd Friel. And Al Yerkes asked the question, can you ask my dear friend Phil Sessa why he attended a Joel Osteen event at Yankee Stadium a few years ago? I was with him. It was a great outreach to share the gospel with the throngs of Osteen followers. And you could answer that when we come back, because I think that also connects with it some other questions that yes. I might have. But if you could answer that when we come back. If anybody else would like to join us on the air with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And please, as always, give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with Phil Sessa right after these messages from our sponsors.
Got to tell you, for my money, Chris Arnzen's radio program is just the best.
Iron. Criticizing Iron.
I think that's what it's called. This is Todd Friel of Wretched Radio and TV with Phil Johnson of Grace to You, inviting everybody to come to the G3 conference, which has almost instantly become one of the best conferences in the country.
And it is. It's a great conference. I love it. And Chris Arnzen was there last year. He's been there, I think, every year. It's great to see him there. You and I actually did some recordings in the lobby at that place, which is a highlight
for me. Tons of stuff going on. Yeah. Tons of great speakers. And no matter where you are in the building, you will hear Chris Arnzen's laugh. And that's worth the price of admission alone. If you would like to join Phil, me, Chris, and a cavalcade of great preachers, so it should be a cavalcade of great preachers, and me, G3Conference.com, G3Conference.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com, or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m., 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Hey, this is Pete Orta, former guitar player for the Grammy Award-winning Christian rock band, Petra. I'd like to invite you to my new podcast called Christian Conversations Unfiltered. This channel is much different than my sermon podcast. The episodes are intimate conversations with people who I enjoy about topics that I can't really unbox from the pulpit. Each episode is unproduced, unedited, and unapologetic. Conversations that might not only help you answer some relevant questions you might be struggling with, but also help create some questions in your head that you might not have even ever thought of. The purpose of this podcast is to help people apply their theology while broadening their biblical worldview. So go to PeteOrta.com, that's PeteOrta.com, and click subscribe to podcast, and then choose what podcast you'd like to hear, if not both, and what platform works best for you. Can't wait for you to join us. God bless.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, with all of the upcoming wedding anniversaries and with kids going off to college, there's a lot of reasons to buy gifts, and Solid Ground Christian Books, being a sponsor of this program, I think is an ideal place to purchase all your gifts that you need, especially if you want Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to remain on the air, because whenever you buy a book, or books plural, from solid-ground-books.com, you are helping to further ensure a long life for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. So please, not only for your own edification and the stocking of your library at home, but also for gift giving, remember solid-ground-books.com and always tell them that you heard about Solid Ground Christian Books from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're now back with our guest today, Phil Sessa, who is one of the pastors along with Peter Nicotra at Grace Baptist Church of Woodhaven, New York. He's also the director of Soul Fishing Ministries and one of the hosts of Stop and Think About It, a new podcast. And we are addressing Reaching the Lost and Discipling the Saved in the Inner City. If you have a question, join us via email at chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And Phil, as you may remember, we heard from our mutual friend Al Yerkes with Wretched Radio and Wretched TV, who wanted to know why you went to a Joel Osteen-related event to evangelize.
Well, initially, I wanted to see if anybody had a bigger smile than Joel Osteen. Al Yerkes, he beats his act any day of the week. Even though anybody that knows Al Yerkes, picture the smile of Joel Osteen on the face of Chuck Colson, and you have Al Yerkes.
I never thought of that, but yeah, that's a pretty accurate description.
Yes, yes. And if you want to see Al Yerkes, you can see him at the G3 conference coming up in January.
Yep, I see him every year that I've been there, and it's always a great joy to see my brother Al Yerkes.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, Chris, God has done some amazing things through the initial way that Al Yerkes and I met. There was a real change in my life, in my family's life, through meeting Al. Here are several things that took place. One, I was going to an Assembly of God church at the time. I had formerly been credentialed with the Assemblies of God for many years. I had let my credentials lapse as my theology began to move in the Reformed direction where it is now. And I had preached and teach and taught in the church that I was going to, but and on evangelism, I've done a lot of stuff on evangelism. I did outreaches in the community of that local church and served faithfully over there. I heard on, I don't know if it was Way of the Master Radio. No, I think it was Wretched at the time, I believe in 2014. And someone in the New York area was planning to go to Yankee Stadium and pass out the biggest question, which is produced by Wretched Radio, and wanted others to join in the area, or if they wanted to travel into the area, to help. So I contacted Wretched Radio. I believe I spoke with Trish Ramos, and she put me in touch with Al Yerkes.
Trish is affiliated with Red Grace, right?
I believe so.
Yes, her husband is involved in that.
Yes, with Emilio Ramos. And so Al and I were in contact with each other. I asked Al if he had any experience or he had ever done, you know, a large-scale outreach, and he said at that time he had not. So I said, okay, well, would you like us to help you? And he said, what can you do? And I began to share some of the things that we do with Soul Fishing Ministries. So I made some flyers, sent out the word, and the pastor of the church that I was going to did not want me to go to this outreach. Not that he particularly liked Osteen, but he thought some people may get saved through Osteen's message. Well, I disagreed with him, and I ended up going that day. And that day, I met two people. I met Al Yerkes, and I met Peter Nicotra.
Wow.
Can you see where this is going?
Yeah.
I mean, just what a phenomenal day that was. The Lord put me in touch with two beautiful brothers, one that has now moved away to work with Wretched, but we still love him, and we still talk regularly, and the other is Peter Nicotra, which I'm serving with at the local church of Grace Baptist now. And so Al and I, the Lord just knit our hearts together, and a beautiful friendship has developed, and I've learned a lot from Al. I don't know if he's ever learned anything from me, but it's been very gracious to have a great relationship with Al and his wife, who is with child, actually.
Praise God.
So Al retired, and now he's going to have a baby. So praise God for that, yes.
Something tells me that Al robbed the cradle then.
I think Al's probably smiling right now. But, yeah, so when I went out there, I meet Peter, and I go, you're a pastor, and you're out evangelizing. Like, I was shocked, because unfortunately, at least maybe just the many that I know, most pastors don't go out and evangelize outside. I mean, I know they evangelize in their preaching, and I know that is evangelistic preaching, per se, but I normally don't see them go out. And so Al and I, we passed out tons of the biggest question, and I think we must have had 30-something people out there, but initially Al thought it was just going to be him and his lovely wife. And the Lord provided a great number of laborers that day to labor alongside of, now I thought it was just going to be me, Jose, Al, and his wife, and a lot of other people came out. So, I mean, it was great, but the great thing was there's 52,000 people that can fit in Yankee Stadium. And again, there's tons of people coming, you know, from the inner city area to hear the person that's considered like the pastor of America now. Yikes. Or zoinks, as Todd would say, quoting the Scooby-Doo commercial. or show. And so 52,000 people, we figured, you know what? This is a place where we should plant ourselves for these hours. And so we gave out thousands and thousands of Bible tracts and DVDs, gospel literature. It went out to thousands and thousands of people in that one day. And we preached the gospel out there because there was no true gospel going in on the inside.
Right. Let me just backtrack a little bit to clarify a couple of things. I'm sure that you have no opposition to pastors who happen to be so incredibly busy caring for the flock that God has called them to shepherd that that they don't have time to be involved in a lot of outdoor evangelism and other activities outside the caring for the flock. I know that you were very blessed and impressed by Peter Nicotra doing that, but you know, you have some pastors that have very large congregations, and God is, you know, really wringing them dry to the point where they don't have any other time than to dedicate to those very people in the congregation that they pastor. Don't you agree that that can be a legitimate thing for a pastor not to be involved in you know, these outdoor activities on a regular basis anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I don't per se think that everybody goes out, pastor or person in the pew goes out to a particular outreach, but that everybody, all of God's people, pastors included, as they go around their day-to-day life, they go to their barber, they're sharing the gospel as they go out and about with their lives.
Right.
In the midst of sharing and laboring over their the sheep in their local church.
Amen, right.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up, because it's a very controversial area when it comes to outdoor or open air or public evangelism, I think that there are brethren, even those, some of those that theologically agree with us, who are theologically reformed and so on, who unfortunately, I believe, go to the events held by Christians who are in disagreement with us theologically, or they might even be false Christians. I have a hard time believing Joel Osteen is actually regenerate. But at the same time, don't you think that very great care needs to be made or had when you are going to an event other than your own, and that you are not purposely disrupting the event and that kind of a thing? Because, you know, the old saying is true. It's not necessarily a saying out of the Bible, but it's still true. What goes around comes around. I mean, you could very likely in the near future have homosexuals or Muslims or anybody else interrupting your actual worship services. So don't you think there is a balance that needs to be made when going to an event like that? That, well, it goes back really to the question I asked about open air preaching right next to a sidewalk cafe.
Yes.
You I think you have to be careful not to be adding an offense to the gospel when the gospel itself is offensive enough.
Yeah, and so I think you have to be mindful of who you're going to, which group is there, what event is taking place. And so you have to take a lot of things into consideration when you go out and you're going to proclaim the gospel. Sometimes it might be best actually not to open air preach at a large event, and maybe quietly hand out gospel tracts and have one-on-one conversations with people standing online and things of that nature. You know, a good brother friend of mine just went to the gay pride parade, and they chose to do some type of interviews with people one-on-one rather than, you know, loud, boisterous, open-air preaching. It would seem that that would not have been the best forum for out loud open air preaching.
Did they wear T-shirts that said "I swear I'm not gay" or anything?
Right. So yeah, but I think you have to really just be very wise in going and who you're going with and what the plan is for being out there, because we have to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves as we share the truth in love. And so how can we make sure we're firing on kind of all those pistons at the same time is very key. Because sometimes open-air preachers can be very arrogant.
Yes.
Sometimes, I'll throw myself in the mix there because I'm an open-air preacher, you can want to attract attention to yourself, or you could want to cut down people that are walking by and just slam them and, make somebody feel stupid or what have you. But that shouldn't be the heart that we have. And I would probably shamefully say that I have had that heart at times, and God has had to correct my heart. And so when I open air preach, if I feel that I'm stepping into those waters or getting to that line in any way, I try to ask the other brothers that hear me preach, and even some of the other ladies, was I arrogant? Did I sound prideful? Because if I do, then I have to, make sure that I repent of that and not do that. But there is this idolatry sometimes that can come with open-air preaching, that you just want to cut people down, cut people off, use all of the apologetics that you know, and really just dwindle people down to size. That's not promoting the gospel. That's promoting yourself.
Right. In fact, arrogant, maverick, lone wolf open-air preachers destroyed a ministry that Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries had for decades.
Wow.
Near the Mormon temple and also other Mormon events, annual events like the Easter pageant and other things, where he would be out there respectfully, out of love and compassion and concern for the souls of Mormons. He would be handing out tracts. He would be having respectful conversations with Mormons. And unfortunately, all of a sudden the word got out to some lone wolf, King James-only fundamentalists who were not even representing or even members, some of them, of local churches, who were out there burning Joseph Smith in effigy and using all kinds of mocking sloganry, about holy underwear and on and on. And James could no longer be in their midst because he was being broad-brushed with them.
Yeah.
And it brought an end to a very valuable ministry. Anyway, we're going to be going to our midway break right now. And our midway break is longer than our normal breaks because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of our show. They air our show twice a day in a pre-recorded format. And they air their own public service announcements and commercials to localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida, a requirement of the FCC that they have their programming time localized. So while they air their own commercials and public service announcements local to Lake City, Florida, we are going to be airing our globally heard commercials. And please use this time wisely. Please write down the information provided by our global advertisers so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them. Because the more you patronize our advertisers, the more likely they're going to remain our advertisers, which means the more likely we are going to remain on the air. So please write down the information, patronize them, contact them. Also write down questions for Phil Sessa. And our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after these messages with more of our subject, Reaching the Lost and Discipling the Saved in the Inner City, with Phil Sessa of Soul Fishing Ministries and the Stop and Think About It podcast, right after these messages from our sponsors.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Tired of box store Christianity, of doing church in a warehouse with all the trappings of a rock concert? Do you long for a more traditional and reverent style of worship? And how about the preaching? Perhaps you've begun to think that in-depth biblical exposition has vanished from Long Island. Well, there's good news. Wading River Baptist Church exists to provide believers with a meaningful and reverent worship experience, featuring the systematic exposition of God's Word. And this loving congregation looks forward to meeting you. Call them at 631-929-3512 for service times. 631-929-3512. Or check out their website at wrbc.us. That's wrbc.us.
I'm James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. The New American Standard Bible is perfect for daily reading or in-depth study. Used by pastors, scholars, and everyday readers, the NASB is widely embraced and trusted as a literal and readable Bible translation. The NASB offers clarity and readability while maintaining high accuracy to the original languages, which the NASB is known for. The NASB is available in many editions like a topical reference Bible. Researched and prepared by biblical scholars devoted to accuracy, the new topical reference Bible includes contemporary topics relevant to today's issues. From compact to giant print Bibles, find an NASB that fits your needs very affordably at nasbible.com. Whichever edition you choose, trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
I'm Dr. Gary Kimbrell, pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Laurel, Mississippi. God tells us in James 1:27 that pure and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. In the providence of God, 3 years ago, I discovered a poor small church outside Lusaka, Zambia, in a township called Kabanana, who are taking care of 24 orphans. I found them just at the time when they had lost all their funding. What was I to do? Could I just say, God bless you, and walk away? The situation of the children sat heavily upon me. As I was praying concerning this need, it came to me, I trust from the Lord, to tell the orphans' plight to a broader audience. The entire need for their clothing, food, education, and some medical services is $73 per month per child. If just 50 of us would give $35 a month, we could meet the need. Bethlehem Baptist Church will pay the fee to get the funds there, so if you give a dollar will get to the orphans. In this season of hope and giving, will you consider giving hope to 24 orphans? Please send your gift of any amount to Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or donate through our website, bbclaurel.com. Again, the address is Bethlehem Baptist Church, 838 Reed Road, Laurel, Mississippi, 39443, or bbclaurel.com. Thank you.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit solidrockremodeling.com. That's solidrockremodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Got to tell you, for my money, Chris Arnzen's radio program is just the best.
Iron. Criticizing Iron.
I think that's what it's called. This is Todd Friel of Wretched Radio and TV with Phil Johnson of Grace to You, inviting everybody to come to the G3 conference, which is almost instantly become one of the best conferences in the country.
And it is. It's a great conference. I love it. And Chris Arnzen was there last year. He's been there, I think, every year. It's great to see him there. You and I actually did some recordings in the lobby at that place, which
so
is a highlight
for
me.
Tons of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Tons of great speakers. And no matter where you are in the building, you will hear Chris Arnzen's laugh. And that's worth the price of admission alone. If you would like to join Phil, me, Chris, and a cavalcade of great preachers, so it should be a cavalcade of great preachers, and me, G3Conference.com, G3Conference.com.
One sure way all Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners can help keep my show on the air is to support my advertisers. I know you all use batteries every day, so I'm urging you all from now on to exclusively use
BatteryDepot.com for all your battery needs. At BatteryDepot.com, they're changing the status quo. They're flipping the script. They're sticking it to the man. In other words, they'd like to change the battery industry for good by providing an extensive inventory of top-of-the-line batteries that are uniformly new, dependable, and affordable. Ordering from BatteryDepot.com ensures you'll always get fresh out-of-the-box batteries you can count on to work properly at competitive prices. Whether you need batteries for cordless phones, cell phones, radios, PCs, laptops, tablets, baby monitors, hearing aids, smoke detectors, credit card readers, digital cameras, electronic cigarettes, GPSs, MP3 players, watches, or nearly anything else you own that needs batteries, go to BatteryDepot.com. Next day shipping available. All products protected by 30-day guarantees and 6-month warranties. Call 866-403-3768. That's 866-403-3768. Or go to BatteryDepot.com. That's BatteryDepot.com.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, you can call cvbbs.com at their toll-free number. That's 800-656-0231. 800-656-0231. They only man that phone line Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, so call during those hours. There is no voicemail. They have two excellent offers that they are continuing to make available for you for free. For the purchase of any amount of merchandise at cvbbs.com, if you ask for this book, you will receive it for free. You have to put it in the comments section at cvbbs.com. That's True Love, Understanding the Real Meaning of Christian Love by Dr. James M. Renahan, who is the president of IRBS Theological Seminary, one of our sponsors, IRBS Theological Seminary in Mansfield, Texas. And this is a beautiful little hardback by Dr. James M. Renahan, and you'll get it for free. As I said, all you have to do is enter into the comment section, I want True Love by James Renahan for free with my purchase. If you would like the second book that they're offering for free, you need to purchase a minimum of $50 worth of merchandise. And that is a much larger book, a beautiful hardback as well. This is also published by Evangelical Press. It is A Pastor in New York, The Life and Times of Spencer Cohn. This is by far my favorite of all biographies. I am not exaggerating when I say this. It was written by my friend John Thornberry, a well-known Baptist historian. And Spencer Cohn was a Reformed Baptist pastor in Manhattan. He pastored the First Baptist Church of New York City in the 19th century. Back then, they called themselves Particular Baptists. And his life is so extraordinary, it should be a major motion picture. He was a school teacher, then an attorney. Then he was also a theater actor on stage in the 19th century. He was a war hero in the War of 1812. He was a pastor, as I said, in Manhattan, facing all different kinds of theological controversies. The response that he had in grief to the death of his precious wife really hit home with me, being a widower myself. This is really an extraordinary book, and the tragedy is, I think it's actually just insane, but Spencer Cohn is hardly known by anybody today. And it's just such a sad tragedy. Everybody should know about the life and times of Spencer Cohn if they love the Lord and his word, and they want to add a hero to the faith, the hero of the faith, to those they already have. Spencer Cohn certainly should be one. Well, if you want that book for free, go to cvbbs.com, and you have to put that book in your cart. Then add $50 worth of merchandise to the cart, and then add the coupon code Iron Sharpens Iron, all capital letters, all one word. Then the price of A Pastor in New York, The Life and Times of Spencer Cohn, will be subtracted from your total. If you want to make your life easier, just call 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231, Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can just verbally tell them that you want both the book True Love by James M. Renahan and the book A Pastor in New York, The Life and Times of Spencer Cohn for free with your purchase. And remember, if you want the second book, you have to at least purchase $50 worth of merchandise. And so we hope that you remember also to mention that you heard about this from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And by the way, I want to give a plug to our friends at the IRBS Theological Seminary, who are sponsors of this program. And the website is irbsseminary.org, irbsseminary.org. And as I said, James Renahan, the author of True Love, is the president of that fine institution. Before we return to Phil Sessa, and also one of his co-hosts on the podcast that we have been discussing, Stop and Think About It, we have just been joined on the air by Glenroy Clark, the West Indian wordsmith, as they call him, at the Stop and Think About It podcast. Before we return to our discussion with them, I want to let you know about a couple of important events that I will be attending. The first, God willing, is the Foundations Conference in New York City. I will be packing up my bags and heading back to my old stomping grounds in Manhattan to the Foundations Conference, which is a conference conducted by SermonAudio.com. And they have a phenomenal lineup of speakers: Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, Paul Washer, Reverend Jeff Thomas, Reverend Armin Tomasian. All of these men are extraordinary preachers. Richard Caldwell Jr. and Andrew Quigley are also on the lineup. I have not yet heard them preach, but if Sermon Audio selected them, I am sure they are also magnificent. This is being held Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th, in New York City. What a perfect time to go to New York City during the Christmas season. I can't wait to go. And I hope you register soon, because they can only hold less than 200 people at this venue. They may be filling up quickly. So go to thefoundationsconference.com, thefoundationsconference.com, and register. Then in January, God willing, I am going to be once again packing up my bags and heading out to Atlanta, Georgia, more specifically College Park, Georgia, to the Georgia International Convention Center for the 2020 G3 Conference. And G3 Conference stands for Gospel, Grace, and Glory. And they always have an extraordinary lineup of speakers at this conference. And in 2020 is no exception. By the way, the theme this January is Worship Matters. And the speakers include my friend Costi Hinn, who is the nephew of notorious Word of Faith charlatan and heretic Benny Hinn. And you might be surprised to hear me say that, since Costi is his nephew, but Costi would not be offended by that at all, because a part of Costi's mission in life is to expose his own uncle and the Word of Faith charlatans for the dangerous and deadly and damning heretics that they are. Costi is now a Reformed Baptist pastor and a cessationist in California, and he is on the roster at this lineup. Daryl Bernard Harrison is another speaker on this lineup. It is such a refreshing breath of fresh air to hear a brother from the black community who is so committed to biblical truth that he is vocally opposed to the current disturbing movement of the social justice warriors. And Daryl Bernard Harrison is on the lineup. He is now on the team at Grace to You Ministries, the ministry of John MacArthur. David Miller, who is a phenomenal preacher. Derek Thomas, no stranger to Reformed Christians, a really extraordinary preacher as well. My friend for many years, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. Jeremy Volo, another friend of mine who pastors in Laredo, Texas. He's a former professional soccer player with the San Antonio Scorpions, and he is now pastoring a Reformed Baptist church there in Texas. My friend Joel Beakey, that I've known since the 1990s, president of Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary. John MacArthur is now on the roster as well. I have never had the opportunity to meet Dr. MacArthur in person or hear him preach in person. I have interviewed him on the show in the old days from New York, but I have never yet heard him preach in public. I am so looking forward to that. Phil Johnson is, of course, the executive director of Grace to You. He is going to be there as well. Paul Washer is also on the roster at this G3 conference. Stephen J. Lawson is also there, just as he was mentioned before in the other conference. Stephen J. Nichols, president of Reformation Bible College, the college founded by R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries. Todd Friel, whose voice you keep hearing promoting this conference on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Tom Askell, who is the executive director of Founders Ministries, the Calvinistic ministry at the Southern Baptist Convention. Vody Baucom, one of the most powerful preachers alive today, and many more. And so, if you'd like to join me there, go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com. And I would strongly suggest, if you have a ministry, a parachurch ministry, or a business that you want to promote to the body of Christ, since the G3 conference draws over 5,000 people every year, and especially in January with John MacArthur there, they're probably going to have well over 6,000 people there, I would strongly urge you to register for an exhibitor's booth before they run out of room. I will be manning one. I hope you have one right near me. Go to g3conference.com, g3conference.com, to register to attend and also to register for an exhibitor's booth. And now I have that part of the program that I hate doing, but it is something that needs to be done if Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is to remain on the air. If you love my show, you don't want it to disappear, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. We are in more urgent need of your donations than ever before. We thankfully have received a handful of donations that have come from you, the audience, who have responded to my SOS and who have generously given to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. But we need many more of you to take care of our August bills in particular. Please help us if you don't want us to disappear. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card by doing that. That's ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can also mail in a check the old-fashioned way via snail mail to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Remember, I never want anybody siphoning money away from their regular giving to their local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. Never put your family in financial jeopardy by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Those two things are commands of God, providing for your church and your home. Providing for my radio show is obviously not a command of God. But if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, you have extra money to use for benevolent purposes, perhaps you could sacrifice some of your recreational expenditures, your coffee intake or anything like that, then please, if you do not want us to go away and you have that extra money, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. And by the way, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, you are living in rebellion against God. Please rectify that. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world. I can help you find a church wherever you live and also where you may be vacationing and you need a church to go to while you're on vacation. I have helped many people in our audience find churches. So please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and I can help you find a church. Or at least some of the churches that I have on my lists will help you find a church. So please remember that. Also, if you want to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. As long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe, I will be eagerly and excitedly willing to launch an ad campaign for you as quickly as possible because we really do urgently need your advertising dollars. And that's also the email address to send in a question to our guests now. We have two guests now, plural, Phil Sessa, and also one of his co-hosts on the Stop and Think About It podcast, Glenroy Clark. They are both waiting for your questions at chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And welcome back, Phil Sessa, and welcome for the first time, Glenroy Clark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you very much.
And by the way, Glenroy, since you are a newcomer to the program, please tell us in an abbreviated fashion, which is our tradition here on this program, give us a summary of your salvation testimony. Tell us something about the home in which you were raised, the religious atmosphere, if any, and how you came, by God's sovereign grace, to discover the gospel and to embrace it.
Well, as the my title gives away, I was born in Jamaica, which is, it's a very religious country, although I wouldn't say necessarily they're truly believers, but we were raised on the Old Testament. We're all raised to be respectful and polite and to respect the Christian faith. But I basically grew up in a home when I came to America where we really didn't know God. We didn't really read the Bible beside the Psalms.
Let me guess, you're from Kingston.
No, actually, Montego Bay.
Oh, okay. You sound almost exactly like a friend of mine from Kingston. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No. But it's a funny thing that most people who come here say they're from Kingston. It's a country of 6 million, but 9 million people are from Kingston.
Okay.
So I grew up basically trying to be a good person. I'm a big self-help person. I read a lot of books, and I thought, hey, I'm a good person. I just got to improve little things about myself. And fast forward till I was around 29. In my early 20s, I started, going to parties, being around some of the bad crowd, because I thought, I've been a pretty good person. Now I'm going to see what the other half is like. And I just had a series of issues with that in terms of, some situations where I threw parties and I was going out a lot, and I had people saying to me, hey, you're a party guy. When are you throwing your own party? And I started to feel a little offended because I didn't think of myself as a party person or as a person who was wasting time. But I had a situation where I threw a party, and one of the gentlemen, I got into it was money. A lot of things involving money came up, and I just was despondent. I was very upset about the situation because I thought the person was a friend. And I kind of locked myself in my house for a couple days. And I was like, hey, I'm here. I'm alone. I'm very sad. Let me read the Bible. We're told to read the Bible. I'm told the Bible has a lot of good information in there. And I read it. And as I'm reading the story of Genesis and I'm just paging through, I just started crying and just, realizing just from reading the beauty of the story of the Bible how much I am incapable of being a good person, of really being worthy to go to heaven. I know I made a big jump there, but I'm trying to be succinct. But I kind of realized that everything I was doing before was pointless. And I kind of cried out to God, and I said, God, I'm going to try to do it your way. And from that day on, I decided to read the Bible, and I wanted to find a Bible-believing church. And that's kind of where I've been. And as I've learned and studied, I've started learning about sin and how much of a sinner I really am. It really began with this idea of I can't be as good as I think I am. Then I realized I'm a sinner, and I spoke to different people and met different pastors, and I kind of just learned that, you know, the only way to get to heaven, the only way to be righteous with God is that He Himself has to change my heart. He Himself is the only one that can, Jesus is the only one that can actually pay for my sin.
Praise God. And so how did you meet Phil Sessa and not only become a part of Grace Baptist Church, where he pastors, and now you are, as I said before, you are a deacon there at Grace Baptist Church of Woodhaven, New York. How did you first come to meet Phil and this church, and how did you become a co-host on the podcast we have been discussing, Stop and Think About It?
So basically, one day I was at church, you know, obviously there all the time, and I see this man who's just fiery, you know, passionate, and Pastor Peter says, "Hey, I just want to introduce you to Phil." And I said, "Okay, how are you doing?" We hit it off immediately. He was passionate. He was talking about going outside and evangelizing. He seemed excited to be at Grace, because his background, I don't know if he told you, was that he was in the Assemblies of God, and he found the Reformed theology, and he was very excited. He had all this knowledge, and he just, you know, he was on passionate. And so when I met him, it was like a breath of fresh air for him and a breath of fresh air for me in terms of meeting someone of like minds. And he's the way he sounds on the radio, the way he is in real life, he's always this passionate. There is another gentleman that's a part of our podcast. His name is Steve Langella, and he came to our church. Well, we've known him for a long time. He was a member of our sister church of ours, North Shore Baptist. And he came in, and he had this idea for a podcast, and he asked anyone who was interested, and Phil and I definitely were interested, along with a couple other people. And that's just how it started. He was talking about, hey, we want to do a podcast about, you know, teaching Christians how to think biblically, how to, you know, look at the Bible, how to apply it to our world. And we felt that, you know, there's a lot of podcasts that are dealing with a lot of different Christian issues, but it wasn't a lot of a podcast that were teaching people how do you apply the scriptures, how do you read, and how do you live this out. And we thought, hey, we can fill a niche there, and it could be another ministry opportunity for us.
And how did you actually first discover the Grace Baptist Church?
So, like I said, now, my story, like I said, I skipped a lot. There were a lot of people around me who were telling me about Christ, such as there were Seventh-day Adventist people I knew, other different denominations that I wouldn't consider doctrinally correct, but they were telling me about God, so I had these influences on me. So when I was saved without having someone directly evangelize me, I started going to their churches, and I knew something was wrong off with the Seventh-day Adventists. I knew something was off with some of these other churches.
They're really big in Jamaica, aren't they?
Churches.
Seventh-day Adventists are huge.
Very big. Yes, especially Seventh-day Adventists, correct. Because it's a country where there's a lot of raucous lawlessness going on. And when you have that, you automatically are going to have churches that are going to be more legalistic, you know, because people are craving some structure. And so those are the churches that I was around, but I knew there was something wrong about it. So in the process of about a year and a half, I just was visiting a church like every other week. I felt guilty because I thought, hey, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one who's just not, you know, need to submit to these churches, and I'm reading the Bible wrong. But after a while, I was searching, and I heard about Sermon Audio. And on Sermon Audio, I was hearing Reformed teachings, and I was like, this is really interesting. This is what I've been looking for. I talked to the pastor of the church I was attending for a while, and he basically said to me that Romans 9:29, 9:28, he didn't agree with that. He felt like God would not force someone to be saved, and I was very perturbed by that answer because he was, to me, a very godly pastor, very good, and I felt comfortable in that church. So it immediately made me want to go search, and I looked online, I looked on Sermon Audio, and I found Grace Baptist, and its website was so clear about the gospel. I listened to sermons of Pastor Peter, and it was so clear that I just immediately started going, and I think after about two visits, I was like, I'm home.
Praise God. And of course, historically, Reformed Christians don't teach that God forces us against our will to be saved. He makes
exactly.
He makes us willing.
I was like, what is going on?
He makes us willing. He gives us a new heart, and therefore he makes us willing.
That's amen.
So now, now let me know. We'll start with you, Brother Gilroy, since we already heard a lot from Phil Sessa. Let's hear about some of the subjects that you handle, other than, of course, what you just mentioned. You were talking about discipling and so forth. Tell us some more about some of the major issues you address on Stop and Think About It.
Well, we started off the podcast very, you know, ambitiously trying to. One of our things is that a lot of the heresies of today can be traced back to the very early beginnings of the church. And so for the beginning, we started dealing with some of the heresies of the past that that have morphed to today, just teaching believers that, hey, this is not new. This has been dealt with by councils. You know, this is a variation of, for example, the sinner's prayer. Or just saying a prayer and walking the aisle, we kind of went through how, when it began and all the different controversies that led up to it. So it's kind of been we've done that. We've also attempted to kind of, for the past couple podcasts, dealing with specific scriptures that are misused. And so it's kind of eclectic. We're trying to touching different topics, but we just basically kind of teach people how to think, rather than saying, okay, this is the only way to do it. This is how you think about Scripture. This is how you should approach it. So I think a lot of people know how to read, and some people know how to do devotional, but not a lot of people have been taught how to study.
Great. By the way, we have a question from one of your co-hosts, Steve Langella, who you guys call the Brooklyn Berean. By the way, his photograph looks almost identical to Phil. I don't know if that's true in person, but the photograph certainly looks the same. Steve asks, Glenn, what was the first question you asked Peter Nicotra? I guess that has some significance as far as a testimony or story.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit of a joke. So I was going to different churches, there was one question that seemed to me like to me personally as a young believer, the make or break question, which was, what is your position on tithing? And our recent podcast dealt with that as well. That's going to come up soon. I think in a couple months it's going to be published. And I felt as a young believer that the position a pastor took on tithing, especially a Reformed pastor, kind of really told me where they sat. If they overemphasized tithing and said it was for today, and that we have to give 10%, I felt like, you know, hey, this is money is really a big issue for them. If they were honest and said, hey, I think it's a good principle. I believe that 10% is a minimum, actually, is a good principle for you to do, but you give whatever you feel is necessary, and sometimes you can give them more than 10%. I kind of felt that pastor was a someone I should go listen to about other issues. And you cannot believe how many pastors fail that test.
By the way, do you know what...
Pastor Peter, I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead.
Peter answered it perfectly.
By the way, I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries.
Yes, I am.
You know what the first words he ever said to me were? I called him.
No, I don't know.
I called him in 1995 and asked him to participate in a live public debate between himself and Jerry Matatix, a former Presbyterian who converted to Roman Catholicism. And I said, I'd love for you to come out. We'd like to set this up as soon as possible. We'd like to have you debate on the dogmas of Mary taught by the Roman Catholic Church. And there was a bit of dead silence for about 5 to 10 seconds. And then the very first words that Dr. James R. White ever said to me were, how did you get this phone number?
That's a good question.
But we became the closest.
That's a very good question.
We became the closest of friends since then, and that was back in 1995, as I said. But Phil Sessa, give us some more of the reasons why our listeners should tune in to the Stop and Think About It podcast. I don't know if you use the term tune in when it's a podcast, but anyway, why should they listen to Stop and Think About It and watch it?
Yeah, so...
Is it a video show as well? Is it a video show as well or just audio?
Right now it's audio. We're hoping to get to video at some point. But yeah, right now it's only audio. One of the things that we found is everyone that has a podcast has a target audience. So who are they trying to reach? Well, we're not trying to reach the seminary students. We're not trying to reach those that have deep theological training. We're trying to reach your average person that's sitting in a pew that may be perhaps in an unhealthy church, may have some good theology mixed in with some bad theology, or maybe hasn't really thought a whole lot about what they actually believe. And so that's kind of our avatar, if you will, people sitting in these kinds of churches, as well as our own churches, to give them healthy things to ponder upon, meditate upon, questions to grapple with in their own lives. And so many people, when they live in this world, in this culture, they might have their theology made up from a little bit what they heard at church on Sunday. Maybe they watched some Fox News or whatever news channel they frequent, maybe some songs that they heard, and so their theology is smashed with all of these things together, and their worldview is shaped in that way. And sometimes many professing Christians don't really think about, how should I think about the things in this life, in this culture, in my own life, and the struggles that I have, through a biblical paradigm. And so we wanted to focus on that aspect of things. How did the things that I face in everyday life, how does the Bible instruct me to think about and to handle and to deal with these things? And we know that the Bible answers every single question that could possibly ever come up in our lives. No, it's not going to tell you how to change your tire, but it's going to tell you the type of attitude you should have when you get the flat tire on the side of the road. So we're finding that some people, for instance, we did one on complementarianism and egalitarianism. And so that episode was focused on the roles of men and women in the home and in the church. Many people, this is a hot topic, right? Women preaching from the pulpits in our churches. Does Scripture allow for that? If so, then where is that supported? If not, then where does Scripture show us that that's forbidden, and why? And so, for instance, one of the things that we didn't want to do with that episode is just focus on all the things that the Bible points out that perhaps women shouldn't do. But the great plethora of things that women can do and have the freedom to do in the home and in the church, and how valuable ladies are in the home and in the church, because they have a vital role in the church. And the church is, how can the church function without all these valuable ladies serving in the ministry? So Jesus was surrounded by a lot of women, and they served faithfully with him, not per se as apostles or his chosen disciples, if you will, in that specific office. Of course, they were disciples in the sense of learners, just to define the word, but not, you know, Peter, James, and John. They weren't, you know, of that circle per se, but they ministered to Christ, and Christ utilized them in ministry all the time. So we want to put things out like this. So we've dealt with a variety of topics like ancient heresies and modern clothes. How did we get the Jehovah's Witnesses? How do we get Oneness Pentecostalism? Where did that stem from? T. Jakes just didn't show up on the scene. Where does his theology stem from? Because like thousands and thousands and millions of people are listening to these popular preachers. And sometimes when you mention that preacher's theology is unbiblical, then people may get upset. But then we have to be able to give a reason why that theology is abhorrent, why the theology is twisted. And so we go into these kind of things and bring up scripture verses, and hopefully are plucking strings in people's hearts, because I think that deep down a lot of people in churches, they really want to serve the Lord. They really want to believe right. They really want to follow God's law, God's commands, God's instructions, but sometimes they just don't know.
We have a... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to just add one thing really quick into that. And the idea is that when they call us, when they listen to us, we're not highbrow. We're not using big words that are confusing. If we say a word that we know most people don't know, we're gonna break it down for them. And we want to be referred to people who are not reformed, who may just, hey, I wonder about this. I wonder what the Bible says about this, and they're not reformed. And we want to be able to say, okay, give that to your other Christians who you're not sure what their theology is, so they can learn.
Great. I'm going to read an audience, a listener question for you. In fact, it was specifically intended for Glenroy. And what we'll do is we'll have you answer it when we return from our final break. Our listener is Bobby in Hartsdale, New York. And he says, what does your Jamaican guest think about the social justice warrior movement in the United States? I know that very often the experience amongst the black community is different in America than it is in the West Indies. I was curious what your guest take is on it because of the fact that it has even infiltrated the most theologically reformed of churches and ministries. Okay, we'll have you answer that when we come back. Another one of those non-controversial questions. But if anybody else would like to join us on the air, we're running out of time, so please send in your questions immediately to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Phil Sessa and Glenroy Clark and more of our discussion after these messages from our sponsors.
I'm Pastor Billy Linhart of Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, and I'm thrilled to have joined the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of sponsors. We fully subscribe to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith as a faithful summary of the most vital biblical truths, desire to worship the triune God of the Holy Scriptures in spirit and truth, and seek to make His glory known in the Concho Valley, West Texas, and beyond. Sovereign Grace PBC of San Angelo purposes to center our worship on the Holy Scriptures and the Gospel of Jesus Christ in the hope that He will grow us in love and the unity of truth. After Sunday services, join us for a fellowship meal, followed by our ladies' fellowship and our children's Sunday school class. If you're looking for a church in West Texas that's serious about the Word of God and worship that pleases Him, come visit us. For details about Sovereign Grace Particular Baptist Church of San Angelo, Texas, email sgbcsa@gmail.com or visit us at sgbcsa.com. That's sgbcsa.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessialan 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Hi, I'm Mark Lukens, pastor of Providence Baptist Church. We are a Reformed Baptist church, and we hold to the London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689. We are in Norfolk, Massachusetts. We strive to reflect Paul's mindset to be much more concerned with how God views what we say and what we do than how men view these things. That's not the best recipe for popularity, but since that wasn't the apostles' priority, it must not be ours either. We believe, by God's grace, that we are called to demonstrate love and compassion to our fellow man, and to be vessels of Christ's mercy to a lost and hurting community around us, and to build up the body of Christ in truth and love. If you live near Norfolk, Massachusetts, or plan to visit our area, please come and join us for worship and fellowship. You can call us at 508-528-5750, that's 508-528-5750, or go to our website to email us, listen to past sermons, worship songs, or watch our TV program entitled Resting in Grace. You can find us at providencebaptistchurchma.org, that's providencebaptistchurchma.org, or even on sermonaudio.com. Providence Baptist Church is delighted to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org, hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689, 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, and I am so thankful to be part of the advertising family right here on Iron Sharpens Iron. If you live on Long Island, or if you're visiting the metropolitan New York area, I invite you to join us for worship at The Haven on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. We meet at the Ascension Lutheran Church facility, 33 Bayshore Road in Deer Park, New York. At The Haven, you'll find God-saturated singing, gospel-rich ministry, and great commission opportunities. Learn more about us at thehavenli.com and join us this Sunday at 4:30 p.m., 33 Bayshore Road, Deer Park, New York.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information, at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Did you know that all believers are priests? In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Apostle Peter describes Christ's church as comprising a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So if you're a Christian, you're also a priest. Now you can find the newest styles in Reformed and Protestant apparel at citizenpriest.com. Citizenpriest.com specializes in Christian-themed t-shirts and clothing especially for Reformed Christians. Citizenpriest.com's merchandise is purposefully scripture-based and meant for the edification of the saints and the furtherance of the gospel. Let everyone know that you stand firm on the doctrines of the Reformed faith by wearing apparel from citizenpriest.com. Visit citizenpriest.com today.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Listening to Christian radio can be a big gamble spiritually. Even many of the major Christian networks that include excellent biblically faithful teachers on their lineup sadly often also include the worst of doctrinally dangerous heretics. If you are a lover of the doctrines of sovereign grace, you need not fear listening 24 hours a day to firstloveradio.org. They feature Christ-centered programming from Reformed pastors and teachers you can rely upon for theological soundness and biblical faithfulness, such as Dr. W.R. Downing, Dr. Peter Masters, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, Pastor Robert Gifford, Al Martin, Edward Delcor, and more. FirstLoveRadio.org also live streams my Iron Sharpens Iron radio program daily. Please stick around on FirstLoveRadio.org after Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is over to continue being blessed by the unwavering proclamation of the gospel of sovereign grace. Spread the word about FirstLoveRadio.org.
Welcome back, and I just want to give a quick plug to our sponsors, the New American Standard Bible Publishers. If you have a church where your Bibles are falling apart in the pews, they're filled with children's graffiti, or perhaps you just know it's time to move on to a different version of the Scriptures, one that's more faithful to the original languages, translated into English, then please consider the New American Standard Bible, and please order new Bibles for your entire church building in the pews. If you haven't already bought Bibles for your pews, I think now's the time to think about that, because many people visit churches who are not even Christians and don't have their own Bibles. So please go to nasbible.com, nasbible.com, and tell them that you heard about this wonderful translation from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens and Iron Radio. We're now back with our guests today from the Stop and Think About It podcast. And if you have a question, send it in immediately. We're running out of time. But we have a question for Glenroy Clark that you most likely remember. He wants to know what your opinion is on the social justice movement that is spreading rapidly, it seems, in the United States.
Okay, so that's a good question. Actually, we're going to be doing a podcast on this with Mark Grimaldi in September.
You know, he's my former pastor.
Oh, there you go. So he's gonna give us some nuance on it.
We
are obviously, my position is gonna be that I'm against the social justice movement. Now, I have a unique perspective where I was born in Jamaica. I've lived here most of my life, but I was born in Jamaica, and we have the same issues. In Jamaica, it's 90% black, and I'm very dark skinned, and so there's a big racial issue between the light skinned Jamaicans and the dark-skinned Jamaicans. And so me thinking about it from a reasoned position tells me that our biggest issues are not racial, class, or gender, but it's the sin. It's a sin that's in our hearts. And so I think the social justice movement is going from the wrong perspective. It's not looking at sin and biblical justice, and it's trying to fix society that we know is broken because of sin, because of what happened in Genesis. And so that's my perspective on it. I am a Christian first, second, and tenth. And when you start identifying as a male, you start identifying as a Brooklyn, you know, we playfully give ourselves nicknames, but I'm not a New Yorker or an American first. I'm not a black person first. I'm not a Jamaican first. I'm a Christian first.
Amen.
And obviously there's going to be a lot more to talk about, but hopefully they'll check our podcast on that, where we'll go in more in depth.
We have CJ from Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, who wants to know, I hear constantly from Christians that too much is made of doctrine and theology, that we have to really just lift up Jesus and not let this deeper thinking bog us down, which they view as nothing but an impediment to the joy and enthusiasm and energy of worshiping Christ and sharing him with others. What is your thought on this view of things? That would be for both of you. Phil, let's start with you this time.
So I think that that would kind of raise the question, what Jesus are you talking about? Because are you talking about the Mormon Jesus, the Jehovah's Witness Jesus? What about the Muslim Jesus?
Right.
So if you don't have doctrine, if you don't have the right doctrine, if you don't have the right gospel, you don't have the right Jesus. And we noticed that the scribes and the Pharisees, well, many of the people were astonished at Christ's doctrine. So Jesus would be against that view that all we need is Jesus and no doctrine. You must have doctrine, because right teaching must come from Christ, and that comes from the Scriptures. So we have to look in the Scriptures. Do we have a Jesus that really rose from the dead? Well, then we have the doctrine of the resurrection. You can't toss that to the side. Doctrine is crucial, but I understand at the same time we could have dead orthodoxy, which I guess would be a picture in Ezekiel 37, where you can have right doctrine, but your actions can be wrong. Jonah had the right doctrine. He gave the right answer on the ship. I served the God of the sea and the dry land, but he was running from him, and so he wasn't living out the doctrine he said he believed. So they need to go together. So these would be the two theological words. We have orthodoxy, which is right doctrine, and orthopraxy, right living, and Jesus affirms us having good doctrine.
And Glenroy, quickly.
Yes. Now there are two things that I would address. The woman at the well, when Jesus spoke to her, said that, you know, the Jews had the right knowledge, and that the her people had the spirit. And he said, we're going to worship in spirit and truth. And I think you cannot have one without the other. Secondly, I would say they don't understand what doctrine is. Doctrine is showing you the beauty of God. It's exploring and going deeper. And to make it seem like one is joy and one is tedious kind of shows you that they have the wrong perspective to begin with.
All righty, we are out of time, but I want to make sure our listeners have your websites. First of all, the Stop and Think About It podcast can be found at stopandthinkpodcast.com, stopandthinkpodcast.com, and Soul Fishing Ministries can be found at soulfishingministries.org, soulfishingministries.org. I want to thank both of you for being my guests today. I want to thank everybody for listening, especially those who took the time to write, and I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Amen.